It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, Johannes from Avatar. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, on this... That's such a weird question. It holds way more weight in this current period than it usually does, doesn't it? But I'm doing real good today. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and I get it as well. I mean, it's like, I guess when people ask me, I'm like, good considering? What else do you say, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's something along just the lines of like, I you know, because it's no longer just a greeting phrase and how are you? Ah, fine. You know, it's like, how are you? Give me the rundown. Are you in isolation? Have you been sick? How's your wife? How's going on? How are you holding up? Like every, I don't know. I feel like we're expecting people to give longer answers now than usual. But
it's
yeah,
it's all quite stressful. We're here to talk about the new Avatar record, Hunter Gatherer, which is coming out in August. And overall, Hunter Gatherer addresses humanity hurtling toward an unknown future. How does the album now have greater meaning in a coronavirus world?
Well, I wonder if it does, I think the hopes and aspirations, or one big idea that I'm presenting there is, after some stuff I read while we were working on this album, is the idea like, the things in the world are turning bad right now, environmentally and everything. There's a big chunk of people that seem to hope for or want to us to go back to something the way it was before, you know, pre-industrial or pre-fossil, like whatever, and to just have us scale back. And sadly, I don't believe in the solution being there. I don't believe we can ever go back to a better way than what might be ahead of us, if that makes sense. So I'm all for some kind of Star Trek acceleration into the future and find our saving grace beyond that horizon somewhere. And the problem is that, you know, it will be acceleration, whether good or bad. It's just going faster and faster. And I don't know, right now the things that's been going wrong with, viruses come and go, pandemics come and go in humanity's history. And in a way, we're probably better suited than ever to tackle it in terms of what scientific, backbone this is all resting on, and communication-wise and resource-wise to tackle something like this. It's good it's not medieval times, but I don't know. There seems to be a lot of politics getting in the way for us to really deal with this in an optimized manner. And so maybe it reflects that. I find us in this very intense crossroads, forking road right now, if you will. And the pandemic and the handling of the pandemic more specifically seems to be just another example of that.
Johannes from Avatar with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Avatar record, Hunter Gatherer, is coming out August 7th. Here's a tune from it, Silence in the Age of Apes. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johannes from Avatar on the show with us tonight. Again, we're talking about the new record, Hunter Gatherer. It's coming out August 7th. And presentation is integral to Avatar. What does the new stage attire convey about the statement you're making with Hunter Gatherer?
Well, one important thing, I guess to answer that, I have to start talking about the music, because whatever we do visually, it's whatever we end up doing in any form of medium or form of expression, at the end of the day and the beginning of the day as well, for that matter, it's always about the music. And I'm sure I've said this before when you and I've been talking. And as we went really off on the deep end when going, very much on purpose, kind of overboard with the humor and the campiness, and just full embrace us in this strange comedic love letter to heavy metal, where we were, messing around in La La Land for a prolonged time. Now that kind of meant that we had to bottle some very dark, complicated emotions and thoughts, and just keep whatever state of mind we were going through in our real life, that usually we'd find its outlet in our artistic endeavors. We had to kind of push them to the side for the time being, and all that bottle up rage and need to do something more to bare bones aggressive and deal with the darkness, all of that came out now with Hunter Gatherer. And since that is happening, then also everything visual, from videos to outfits, are meant to reflect that. So it's a darker outfit for sure. It's something work clothing has inspired heavily, meaning we take a step away from the uniform, the organized, to something more that attacks from a grassroots level, that speaks more maybe of something more real and something more suffering. Then, of course, brought into this dark heavy metal universe of the Avatar, so of course a theatrical version of that still, but it's this, I don't know, it's an outfit that on one end could maybe be found on a factory worker or a farmer, as well as something you could very well wear and be appreciated for wearing on a fetish club somewhere in Berlin.
Johannes from Avatar with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Corrosion of Conformity. Going to check out a new tune from Within Temptation. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta coming up next. And of course, we'll have more with my guest, Avatar singer Johannes. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johannes from Avatar on the show with us this evening. And most aspects of Avatar Country were very celebratory, directly and indirectly. How is Hunter Gatherer reactionary to what you did last?
I guess it's the opposite in every possible way, because Avatar Country, it was truly about having this awesome moment of make-believe together with the fans, and it became this crazy cool journey because the fans were on board. And it became something much bigger than just us in the band playing those songs. And we even, while doing that, we even staved off, because there's some things in global politics happened that made certain angles on how we wanted to make Avatar One Country work, it started to resemble reality too much. So we even had to, in order to stave away from that, we had to lighten the mood even more. But we did not want to operate in reality. You know, we wanted to paint a totalitarian regime as this super awesome thing, unironically and without satire. It wasn't never meant to be satire in that sense, or at least that was not the main mission. But still, that says that it was not a very critical place to be. That wasn't the point of it. But now, again, all those thoughts and all the things we've been thinking about and feeling strongly about in the past years now has the outlet on Hunter Gatherer. That's why it also gets this big title. You know, Hunter Gatherer is, of course, what we are, what we were, you know, the kind of lifestyle evolution led us towards before our inventiveness started to, you know, make us more rooted in one area, make us turn us into farmers, into, and everything else that follows that. That the Hunter Gatherer is in our, this idea of us being the very nature of who we are, and then the clash between our Stone Age brains and our now our science fiction world that we try to operate in. And it all encompasses so many subjects and feelings in the space between those two colliding forces. And so, again, it becomes very dark and very, I guess real is the more important thing here. Like, every album is also about being, trying to peel away another layer of the onion and be more honest about things. And this is, a lot of things here was about, things that I wouldn't have found the words for in the past, or maybe not been comfortable finding a way to say on prior albums, you know, found its place now. But that's an ongoing revolution from album to album.
Johannes from Avatar on the show with us. Again, Hunter Gatherer comes out August 7th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from August Burns Red. We'll hear from Testament. More with Johannes. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johannes from Avatar with us on the show this week. We're talking about the new record, Hunter Gatherer, coming out August 7th. And the record is not a concept album. In what ways did eliminating a conceptual framework enable you creatively?
Well, I guess that's the thing, right? Because Feathers and Flesh, of course, being our first concept album, was it was meant to be a challenge, and that became the big challenge for that album. Can we write in this way? We don't even know what it means to write in that way. So that was that trip. Then with Avatar Country again, we became so very, very much compelled to do that, it became an asset, a way to sort out what we needed to write to make this big concept work. So from being a challenge became an asset, but now it would have become a hindrance, it would have become formula if we did it again. And so the rule, we knew in short words, we just knew, yeah, we want to make something that feels more real, that is musically heavier, and that speak about darkness in an honest way, you know, not trying to be edgelords about anything, but just put out there what has, again, the things we had gathered over the last couple of years. And I think, yeah, it's not a concept album, but of course there are a bunch of red threads, thick as rope, that go through the whole thing. And it's still, that journey with concept albums still helped us be able to think of the album as a whole, much earlier into the process than we usually had. What I've been likening it to is that the vision for this album was always in front of me as a painting, but just that the picture was slightly out of focus for the longest time. And while writing and trying things out, having a general feel for where we were heading, the image became sharper and sharper. And thanks to the concept albums, we probably had a better sense of direction with this one.
Johannes from Avatar with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new tune from Within Temptation. And also we'll be hearing from Nathan Explosion from Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johannes from Avatar on the show with us tonight. Again, Hunter Gatherer, the new Avatar record coming out in August. Johannes, you perform on a track on the new Monolith album. How much does contributing to something unrelated to Avatar empower you in terms of not being restricted by expectations?
Well, I think in a way I don't think I felt that there were less expectations on that. Okay, like from a fan perspective, people didn't know that I was doing it as I was doing it, but with Avatar, we are very good at stripping away outside pressure. We write for an audience of five, meaning ourselves. And doing this thing with a Monolith, you know, we got in touch because I'm such a huge fan of what they've done in the past, meaning people have played with Devin Townsend in the Devin Townsend Band and Devin Townsend Project. And it was through my fandom that we became friends. And then they asking me to be a part of it became this big honor, and you want to do well, and you want to do well within the framework of, you know, what they are doing and what they are about and what their song is about and all that. So I probably put higher expectations on myself for that in a way, because yeah, that of course Avatar is our baby, and we want to make it the best possible thing every time. But still, we are the judges for that first and foremost. Like at some point in every album process, towards the end of it, at least this far, I've been always overcome with a sense of peace and satisfaction with what we've done. Meaning, it's okay if everyone hates this. It's fine. We can go home. I will continue listening to it. I know why we did this, and we're fine. So there's always that thing when it comes to our own stuff. It's mine, you know, it's ours. And I didn't have that with a Monolith. Instead, you have, oh, so cool that they want this. That's so much fun, and it's such an honor, and let it out. And I really hope they'll like this. I always have to cackle on a bit before I come to the short answer. With Avatar, I never say, I hope they'll like this. And I said that to myself with a Monolith. because I was doing this as a favor to friends that I'm also a fan of.
Johannes from Avatar with us. Pick up Hunter Gatherer. It's coming out in August. It's so great to chat with you, and be well out there. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Wash your hands.
You too. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got more metal on the way.